So maybe right now to say it again that what I have told you before. Okay, now just visualize for the merit field and start with the refuge prayer. So then I will start the prayers. Okay, so while I'm saying that prayer, what you have to think is that the merit field front of the you. Okay, merit field front of the you. While I'm saying this prayer, you have to visualize that the strong rays coming from the merit field which dissolve in your body, and white rays, okay, coming from merit field which dissolve in your body and which helps you remove the all of the your obstacles. Okay, most important thing is that your meditation is your visualization is the most important thing. Okay, my prayers is just not that important. Okay, that's just a subsidiary, that's a secondary. Okay, secondary course, main course is that your meditation to remove the obstacle. Okay, yeah, okay. Now, the obstacles and the opportunities is the how you think it. Okay? Every obstacle, if you can practice the Dharma well, every obstacle is a blessing. If you can't practice the well your mind, then the every blessing can become the obstacle. It's up to you. In life, there will be the so many obstacles, but these obstacles are sometimes it depends on you how you look these obstacles. Once you cannot look it the properly, maybe you will make it as the problem, even it is not a problem. Once you're looking way at the problem is a good, then you can make the even a problem, you can make it transform into the blessings. That's up to you. So in the monastery, I have to deal with the so many, I mean the students, I mean the very tough student, I mean the tough student and a very naughty small students. Yeah, I have to deal with so many students. But if one point, I think it's a blessing for me. I can learn so many of their attitude, their way of the thinking. So I look from the positive side. If I look it from the negative point, then it's a suffering. It's a problem. I would deal with so many different people. Yeah, that's why in the highest Buddhist practice called as the transforming the misfortune into the blessing. That's the one called the highest Buddhist practice. Even the misfortune and even the bad condition should be transformed into the blessing. Yeah, so you can transform it if you have the way of the right way of the practicing, then even the difficulties and all of these difficulty points you can transform into the blessings. It's only depends up to you how you practice and how you think. Now that's why they are calling the every obstacles and everything is for the high practitioner, that they used to say that every obstacle is a blessing. While you are the practicing, you should think that you should reach that state, one state, that way you can see that every obstacle is the blessing. Then life is a full of the joy, then life is a full of the happiness. Okay, if you can't practice the mind and if you can't train your mind like that way, then you need the puja all time. Okay, 24 hours you need to puja. Okay, when you reach that state, when you have trained your mind looking as the every obstacle as the opportunity and the blessings and all this, if you train mind like that way, you don't need any puja. Okay, now maybe we'll do the puja. Okay, puja, and just visualize the merit field front of you. Just visualize that all the white rays comings and the dissolve, not only you dissolve with the every, I mean the sentient beings, and it helps you remove all the obstacles. Okay, okay, now I'll start the prayer. So you all have the coin or small coins or like that. If you have the small coin, later on that you should put that coin in the dummy. Okay, or if you have a coin, or if you have the small coins or whatever. Okay, if you have a coin, then you have to give that coin to that dummy. Okay, that dummy. Okay, put the coin in the plate where you put the dummy human. Yeah, if they have the coin, they put the coin. If they don't have the coin, just take a small cloth part from your cloth. Okay, small, I mean the small, any not an offering to remove to send that I mean obstacle, to remove the obstacle. It's not an offering. Okay, not now. Okay, you can do it later. Okay, now I will not now. Okay, can put the coin later. Okay, first I will start the prayer. Okay, do one thing. Okay, I will say the prayer. So now I will start the prayer. Okay, while I'm starting the prayer, just visualize the merit field and just start with the refuge prayer. Okay, do that. Okay, now with that, doing that. Okay, then you can just visualize as I told. Okay, the white rays. Okay, then I will start a prayer. Okay, how have you told them to keep the ready of the coins? Okay, maybe they have to put that coin in the dummy human. Okay, later. Okay, if you don't have the coin, fine, that's not very important. Okay, mentally just give some coin. Okay, mentally you can imagine this prayer. What I'm doing is the prayer to remove the obstacle. The prayer is the Yamantaka prayer. Okay, the Yamantaka, I think the deity is in the merit field. Okay, so maybe I will start the beginning prayers. So when they join, maybe I will say the main prayers. Okay, now I'm going to come to prayer. And just as I told you before, just front of you, just visualize the merit field. Okay, merit field. Then what you have to do is that now you have to, with the merit field, now you have to pray for that, for the remove the obstacles of the all of the sentient beings. things. Okay.
Okay, don't do that. Okay, visualize that. Okay, then I will just start the
Teaching. Okay. Now, up till here, it's just a temporary solution to remove the obstacle. Okay.
After that, what we should do with the human, the fake human?
Okay, then after teaching, and they just throw that in the near the roadside. Okay. Okay. Now do one thing. Okay. Now up till here that we have finished the puja. Puja is just a temporary solution to remove the obstacle. Okay. Now if you want to remove the obstacle permanently, then you have to wait to change, train your mind. That's the one of the best way to remove the obstacle permanently. Okay. Because otherwise, if you carry the so much of the negative thoughts in your mind, then they will be the full of the obstacles. If you train the mind properly, then as I told you before, every obstacle is a blessing. So that's why here you can see, that's why Buddha have told to the controlling the self, master of the self, become the master of your mind, then everything is the blessing. Even the when we do the puja, if your concentration, your way of the practicing will make the more effective. If you don't do anything, if you don't meditate anything, just coming to the puja, that won't be that much of the effective. While you are the practicing, while you're the meditating, while I'm doing the puja, it will make more effective to you, the pujas. With my experience, I can tell that if I do the same puja, sometimes it's become very effective, sometimes it won't. Because it depends on the whom I am doing. For from their side, if they do the some practice on the meditation, then puja will become more effective. I'm telling all this through my experience with the doing pujas for the other. Even the while doing the puja, what type of the meditation you do, also it makes the difference in the puja effect. Even if you meditate, it makes the difference while you are the meditating at the time of the puja. Even different meditation will affect the very differently. Now developing the bodhicitta, okay, that's a one very important point. Okay, developing the bodhicitta, very simple way to think the all the welfare of the all of the sentient beings. Very simple way, just thinking the welfare and the happiness for the all of the sentient beings. Because the whenever you started to think the welfare of the all of the sentient beings, well, we are doing the puja, whenever you started to think the remove the obstacle of all of the sentient beings, you will get the more merits. Once you receive the more merits, then you can receive the more blessing. So the bodhicitta, your point is bodhicitta is a whenever you do any puja, any practice, you should combine with the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta means just to think the welfare or happiness of the all of the sentient beings. Okay, so there is a one story that in the ancient time in the Tibet, one practitioner, he was doing the practice of the one protector, you know, the protector, one deity. What he had that then he had seen the protector just appear in front of that practitioner. Then protector told him that what you want, what boon you want. So he told that I want a wealth because I'm practicing you so long, because I want a wealth, so give me the immense of the wealth. So that's why then protector told him that I will give you the immense of the wealth at the tomorrow eve. So what happened is that after the tomorrow evening, in the ancient time in Tibet, you know that there's one food we call the thukpa. I don't know how, it's a noodle. Okay, yeah, noodle. There's one rich margin is giving a noodles to all the poor people. Okay, so that's why he just went to there to get the noodle, noodle that's serving by the one rich margin to the old poor people. After that, he just came back to his place that evening, that night. So he had got nothing immense for the wealth, but the deity have, the protector have promised him to give on that day, but still he have not received anything. That night again, he just talked with the protector. He just asked to appear the protector in front of him. So while he was saying the prayer, again the protector appeared in front of him. So protector appeared in front of him. Then he just told him that you have promised me to give the immense of the wealth today, but I have received the nothing. What happened is that night is that again the protector, when he appeared in front of him, the protector told him, I gave you the some boon, I gave you the some gift. So I give that when you are receiving the food. The protector told that when you are receiving the noodles, have you not noticed that the one big piece of the meat came into your bowl? That is my gift for you. Besides that, then I tried to give you the so much of the wealth, but you have not enough merit to receive it. So I can't do anything. The protector told that you have to receive that much of the meat. I tried to give you the lot of the wealth, but you have no any merit to receive the all this wealth. That's why it's a very clear that when you have to asking the some deities to the help, but you need also the one strong merits. Because without your strong merit, even they can't do anything. You need the one strong merit. If you have not a strong or immense merits, lots of the merits, even you become the close friend of the Zambala can do nothing. Even if you become the friend of the Zambala, then nothing going to happen, nothing going to change. Okay, that's the point. So that's why the best way way to the accumulate the merit, the easiest way to the accumulate the merit is to practice the bodhicitta. When whoever the practice bodhicitta, he will get the very immense of the merit. Just thinking the three, four minutes, you will make a lots of the merits. You can accumulate a lot of merits. This is a very secret, this is a, what a very reality of the truth of the Buddhism practice. But so many people are not knowing that. They just think the praying for the Zambala and doing something will give them the blessing very fast or very soon they will receive something. That's a total misunderstanding. That's why now that there's every Dharma practice, before starting the Dharma practice, you need the strong support of the merits. So that's why here it talks about the bodhicitta practice. Okay, bodhicitta practice should be beginning of the Dharma practice, in the middle of the Dharma practice, end of the Dharma practice. Every time you should practice the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta practicing is the just through thinking the happiness or the praying for the welfare of the all of the sentient beings. That's the bodhicitta. Whenever you go to the temple, you will pray for the remove the obstacle of the yourself. You will pray for the success for the yourself. Next time, whenever you go to the temple, just pray for the success for the all of the sentient beings, including you. For the success for the all of the sentient beings, including you. Then that make it your prayers as a more strong, more. Then you will get the more merits. Okay. Now that's why here the just visualizing the merit field. Then just pray for the all the bodhicitta. Okay, bodhicitta practices. Okay, bodhicitta practice. Okay, bodhicitta practices. Just then the prayer for the all of the just pray for the happiness for the all of the sentient beings. Just pray, including you. The may the all of the sentient beings overcome the their suffering. So even that, then just whenever you pray or the do these prayers, you have to pray from the merit field, visualizing the merit field. Okay. I think last time I told in the monastery we have done the one research in the monks, science research. There with the, some of the parapsychologists. I mean the brain scientists from Europe. We have done the research in the monks. Do the, some research in the monks meditation. We have done some experiment. Okay. So experiment is a very simple that I think I told that in the when I was in the Vietnam. Anyway, if you don't heard it, okay, I will start it again. What we done is that we have pick up the monks who have meditated more than the 3 years. We pick up the monks who have not meditated at all. Then we see the experiment. We've done the experiment. If you have the, if you are using the Apple computer, I can give you this whole program. It's a program. It's a very interesting program. So in that, it only works on the Apple computer. Okay. So I will just, the program is a very simple that, so that's why groups monks. So there are the two groups, the monks who have meditated 3 years and the ones who have not meditated. So in the monks who have meditated for the more than the 3 years, we just show both of them monks, we just show the one computer. In computer, there's one program is there. So in that computer, it will show you the four pictures. Okay, four pictures. Then monks have to predict. They have to tell the which picture among these four picture will be chosen by the computer. It's just like a game. Okay? So it's just like the prediction game. Okay, prediction. So one thing is that the, what we find out is the monks who have meditated more than the 3 years, their prediction is far, far much better than the monks who have not meditated at all. So in the among these prediction, what we try with the monks who are the meditate the different meditation techniques. So experience with this experiment, what we found is who meditate on the merit field, their predictions coming so far much accurate. Now I think right now you will not get the very clear idea, but next time when I come into Vietnam, I will just show you that everything in the computer. Okay, yeah. Then you will get the idea. Okay, this program itself is made from America. The program we but very interesting program we made it. So that's why what we found is the merit field is a very, I think it's a very effective and a very strong practice. Okay, this computer program. Okay, now if you're more anyone here, the if you are using the, any Apple computer, maybe I can give you the that computer. That computer program. Okay, so now that that's why now the after that now what we have to do is that you have to pet now after the visualizing the merit field, then you have to meet the bodhicitta. Okay, then the bodhicitta is a very simple that the, first you take the refuge, then you have to think that the, while you are the practicing Buddhism, may all the sentient beings sufferings may remove. May I can help the all of the sentient beings. Okay, that you have to think. Okay, then while then what you have to do is that then when you inhale the breath, you have to think that you are taking the suffering of the all of the sentient beings. When you exhale the breath, you have to think that you are giving the happy your happiness to the all of the sentient beings. Once you can't do it, just visualize that your dearest one in front of the you. Then when you inhale the breath, just think that you are taking the suffering of the your dearest one. When you exhale the breath, you have to think that you are giving the your happiness to the your dearest one. If you can't think about all of the sentient beings. Okay, so when you just visualize the front of the you that are all of the sentient beings. If you can't think about all of the sentient beings, just visualize the your dearest one. Okay, when you inhale the breath, you have to think that you are taking the suffering of the your dearest one with the black ray, okay, black light, which enters from the your left nostril. Okay, just visualize the your dearest one front of the you. When you inhale the breath, you have to think that you are taking the suffering of the your dearest one or your family at the form of the black ray, okay, black ray, which enters from the your left nostril, okay, left nostril. Okay, when you exhale the breath, you have to think that from the right nostril, you have to think that the happiness in the form of the white ray comes from the right nostril and the which dissolve into the your dearest one, okay? Okay, after with the from the first petition merit field, then meditate this, okay? This we call the give and take meditation. Give and take meditation is a giving your happiness to the other, taking the suffering of the others. Mentally, not a physically, okay? Mentally, it's taking the mentally, okay? That's the what you have to do is then the whatever the, so then even the what you have to do is this practice after the you just after you visualizing the merit field, then practice the three refuge practice, then you have to start this practice, okay? These all practice you can do on the way, not it is necessary you have to do in the house, okay? On the way or whatever way you can do this practice, okay? Up till now, if you look ourselves properly, up till now we think too much for the self, we are very selfish. So that's why up till now we are very selfish. So with this practitioner means that we have to become the less selfish and think more about the welfare of the others, okay? Now right now we have to just try to change of the thinking, okay? Right now we have to think only of the our suffering and our problem, not others' problem. Now here that now we have to start to think that way. So one occasion I was asked for the some place, one for the occasion someone asked me for the their house. Yeah, someone in one occasion someone just invite me for the their place. So I invited at the place. So that's why at that time the what happened is that I think I told you that story. What happened is that the one occasion so invited. So I stayed over there the quite maybe 3-4 days, I think. Yeah. So the later on, the very late night, they told me this place is a haunted place. This place is haunted, you know, the ghost haunted place. Ghost haunted. So that time late night, they have just told me very late night. Late night, they have told me very late night, okay? But I did a very simple meditation. I just did the bodhicitta. I just sacrificed myself and I think the may the all you ghosts reside here feel happy. I just sacrificed myself and I told that if you are feel you can do anything to me, I will sacrifice myself. And I just practiced the thinking the welfare of all the ghosts reside in this place. I slept very well, no problem at all. I've not done any puja and nothing, just I've done the bodhicitta practice. I slept. Maybe if I do the all this puja, maybe who knows, maybe I can remove the fear or not. While the bodhicitta practicing, thinking very strongly that the welfare of the ghost, happiness for the ghost is the same. They all want the happiness as us. Just praying for them, really it helped me. No more fear of staying the few days in that house. No, nothing. I really enjoyed this practice. So this also practice is a very simple. Now what is the bodhicitta way? Well, or looking at the all other sentient beings like this way, then that thing is you have to nothing, then the they will be more problem. Because when you look this way, all of the sentient beings may live happy, all of the sentient peacefully. When you start to think that way, then every obstacle can become the blessings. In the one occasion in the Taiwan prison, one prisoner asked me the one question. The one prisoner was a very sharp question. I think this it's a kid's prison, okay, not a senior prisoner. I mean the teenage prison. They don't call the prison, they call the detention center. The teenage boys and girls. So that he just one kid, very sharp question. But that is not about the religion, but general advices I'm giving. So he asked me very sharp. That boy asked me that if someone hit on my face with the boxing or hit on my face, what will I do? So he told me, will you fight back or what will you do? That boy asked me a very sharp question. So I just told them then no, I won't hit it back, but I will just find a good lawyer. Good lawyer, but without anger. I will do it without anger. I will find a good lawyer. So this is a point is that again you have to understand that the bodhicitta, thinking the all the welfare of the sentient beings, does not mean that the whatever others says, whatever others do, you have to take it. It's not only mean that. When you are practicing the bodhicitta, it does not mean that someone told you the thief, you have to accept it. It's not like that, okay? You are all recording. I have to tell, you are recording or this all points or what? You know, this also points are very shows very simple points that the bodhicitta practice is the mentally you have to become very strong. Mentally, okay? Yeah. Mentally, you have to become very strong. I mean that for the bodhicitta practitioner, from your mentally, first you have to become very strong. Mentally, okay? Thinking should be very strong. So that's why now that's a bodhicitta. If you have a caring the bodhicitta practice, then when you will get a lot of the courage. When you start to think of the welfare of all of the sentient beings, you will get a lot of the courage. Once you have a lot of the courage, then every problem will be very easy to overcome the very problems, every problem. So I will stop here and I will give you that 5 or 10 minutes for the question answer session.
And they ask, is there any difference between the refuge to the 3 jewels and the refuge to the 4 jewels?
Refuge for the 4 jewels comes from the tantric. Tantric, we will have the 4 jewels refuge. If we refuge for the four jewels. Tantric, we will refuge for, we will take the refuge for the guru, then Buddha. Buddha will come later than the guru. And that comes from the tantric. Because the tantric guru will be the before of the Buddha. Because tantric, it talks a lot about the getting the blessings, everything. So you have to get the blessings from the Buddha, you have to get through the blessing through your guru. That's why in the tantra, guru keeps before of the Buddha. So there is not a big difference whether you keep the three jewels refuge, or there's not a big difference whether you four jewels or three jewels. You can do the any of these two.
They asked, when we practice bodhicitta to train the mind, so that means we make the good, we start a good course to get the good results. Is it right?
Yeah, it's a bodhicitta practicing is to get a lot of the merits and the luck.
And the second they asked about meditation. You used to say that when we make meditation, we should close eyes, and when we visualize the taking refuge tree, we think about we have to look at the taking refuge tree. So please Rinpoche, please guide us how to visualize the refuge tree.
Merit field. Okay. Merit field, it will be just come the later. Okay, I've done the next subject with the merit field. Okay, it's the next Sunday now. That's with that subject, how to visualizing the merit field. Okay, it will be in the day five. I'm the next Sunday. That's will be the subject of the next Sunday.
Not does not fight her. His guru, root guru, he can do taking refuge tree with three chesu.
I think yeah. If you have taken the refuge, the several gurus. Yeah, how the visualization of the merit field is done with the regard of the visualization figure, that center of the merit field, that your own wish. Okay, if you have 10 gurus, and the among 10 gurus you can choose the one guru which is very close to you. That's your own decision. Okay, you can decide. Also, you can do the change. Today you can do the guru number one, tomorrow you can put the guru number two center of the merit field. That also you can do. This is not some point that center seat is not a fixed site. Okay, that you can keep any guru on your own wish. Okay, you can change every guru in the daily practice. Today you can keep the guru number one, tomorrow you can keep the guru number two you want. Okay, you can keep that.
So that when we inhale the breath and visualizing taking on the suffering of sentient beings, and we exhale giving on the happiness to sentient being, how do we have the happiness to give to all sentient beings? And the second point is that how to process on the suffering in our mind when you already take on the suffering of sentient being.
Okay, do one thing. Okay, now whenever you take the suffering of the sentient being, just think that the black lights coming from your left nostril, okay, which enters from your left nostril, and which when it goes into your body, you have to think that that black ray just destroyed the all of your negative karma. Okay, when you have to visualize that destroyed your whole neck. Now, whenever you take the suffering of the other sentient beings, you have to think that the black light comes from your left nose and enters into your body, when you're entering your body, you have to think that that suffering of the others have destroyed your own negative karmas. Now, whenever you give your happiness, you have to think that the white light's coming from your right nostril and which dissolve in all of the sentient beings. Okay. Now, I will stop here. Okay, thank you.